Put that mic on the chickens.
Put the mic on the chickens.
They get very quiet.
They do. Stage fright.
It's funny. This morning when I arrived, they could not stop chatting.
Seriously, man. They were like talking like big
Chaz
time.
And AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. It's the Chaz and AJ Arts Television and Appliance Longcast 2025. We got some of the tribe members out here.
Oh, what happened?
Ricky Smith. You know, the first thing he said when he walked up was, Chaz, I'll be nice.
Oh.
Ricky, how are you?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
He lies.
Yes. I have nothing to say.
Oh,
what's in this bottle?
Really, for once, you have nothing.
It's strawberry lemonade, Chaz. You should know this.
Strawberry lemonade.
Strawberry lemonade.
Oh, I love strawberry lemonade.
Yeah, what do you think that's all about, AJ?
Oh, it's not lemonade. Drink that, you'll be talking like me.
Wow, I've never heard Ricky Fubble so much.
Officer, I just had lemonade.
Yeah. Who made it?
Mike's.
Mike Link. Oh, Mike. Mike. Yeah, Mike.
My buddy Mike made it.
Mike works really hard at making it. Really hard at making it.
Yeah, let me smell this here.
I can smell from this here, dude.
You know, you got mason jars on the table when you're out in the farm.
You got to.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That's your because your lid is your cup holder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ricky, every time you take a sip, I want you to hit this cowbell.
Nice.
Right. What's that? That's our dinner bell?
Oh, okay.
All right, let's practice because Dan is here with the...
Wow, look at that.
Come and get it!
That's amazing. I started salivating like Pavlov's dog. It works.
That's right.
I had no idea.
I'm ready.
Nice.
Emma from Wallingford is here. Hello, Emma.
Good morning.
I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah.
Where's the rest of you?
Yeah.
I lost it in the last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dawson. You
look fantastic.
Thank you. Down 65 pounds.
Look at you. I mean, it's hard to look at you.
What's in your coffee cup?
Oh, I'm good today. Just coffee.
She's being good today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so far. We'll see.
Today's good Thursday. Yes.
You know, Emma.
Yep.
That coffee thing. that coffee thing is only going to last so long.
I still smell the lemonade over
That's
here,
right.
dude.
we got Rafael over here.
Rafael!
Hey, guys, don't blow my cover. My wife thinks I went to get milk.
Okay, so Ed, how you doing? you're now known as Bill. Hi, Bill. Who's not Rafael?
This was the guy who broke the record for biggest carp caught in Connecticut. He held the record for a month.
Yeah. A whole month.
Not even.
Yeah.
So now maybe that's another record, a shortest lived record.
Yeah. What's with these big fish? Is there like radioactivity in the water here or what? Because I've never seen a fish that big before. I thought it was a superimposed
I don't know,
goldfish.
But I wouldn't drink the water from over here.
I'm thinking, yeah. Seriously, right? The kids with three eyes are eating it right now. You know?
Glowing at night.
Jeez. What's up with that, dude?
So I love this bit that's coming up with Rafael.
Yeah.
Emily has never gone fishing before.
No.
And her grandfather used to go fishing and invite her all the time. She's like, I don't really don't want to wake up that early.
Exactly, yeah.
And now she wishes she did.
Exactly.
And so we're going to send her into the woods with a strange man later.
Right.
Not to her first. Teach her the fish.
It's not her first
this
time.
Has all the makings of a serial killer story.
It's not her first time. Jeez, what the hell was that? You know what? You're not going now. Here, I have a knife. Let me just give it to you really quick. I want you to blink
She's
twice and
it.
You're in trouble.
And by the way, is that the clothes you would wear when you're going fish? When you're going out in the woods fishing?
I wouldn't look at that.
I would say it's a little bit too much clothing, but
too much
we'll
clothing.
See how it goes.
It's going to attract the fish.
Yeah, she's got her Daisy Dukes on, and
right.
she's got it's a little mini top that looks like it could be a picnic. It was made out of a picnic table.
It reminds me
cover
of Wendy's. Remember Wendy's with the big tail?
Oh, that's right. That's it.
Hot and juicy.
Yeah. Hey, Wendy. It's Wendy.
He's the Meckins.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Ruth dressed for the part today,
I know. What's
too.
Up
Look
with
Ruth.
This?
How about a nice
Where's
round of applause for Ruth?
Yay! Good morning, everybody.
She's got her Daisy Duke overalls on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And what's the shirt?
Leonard Skinner, of
Leonard
course.
Leonard Skinner,
course.
Yeah.
What are we, stupid? Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable.
She's got her cowboy boots.
Yep.
Yeah, we're dressed for the occasion.
You know what's weird? I almost wore the same exact outfit.
Well, I saw you get out of your truck, and by the way, your truck fits in right here.
Oh, my God, yes. It's like,
it's
arrived.
Like, this is where I belong. I long to be.
Right.
And AJ gets out. with his flip flops.
Yep. And all the fleas found me immediately, man. Yeah. I'm like, going, what the hell's biting me, man? That's
the thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I got a bit later on. Makes it easier. That's why I'm wearing the flops. Plus, I always wear flops.
He was here for 5 minutes, and he's like, my toes are being eaten right now.
Big time, man. Yeah, those moles are biting me, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We are broadcasting live from Dom and Donna's yard in North Brantford. How's everyone doing? All right?
Oh, yeah.
We're getting Vince ready.
Yes, we are.
AJ, we're going to give him to the chickens.
Apparently, breakfast is on him.
Literally on him.
Right.
Vince right now is in one of those one-piece kind of hazmat suits.
Yeah, like the painting outfits.
He's got a red, white, and blue flag cowboy hat and some protective goggles on.
Yep.
And Donna and Ruth are getting him covered in honey. And chicken feed and blueberries.
I saw that in Pornhub once.
And look at these chickens over.
Hey, listen, later on tonight, can I get the same thing? Appreciate that.
These chickens know what's coming.
They're yes, like, they do.
Yeah, give me Vince.
Yeah, I want to meet some Vince.
They're right at the edge of the fence, and they are hungry.
Oh, boy.
Donna, what time do they normally eat?
I'm usually out here by 5:30.
Oh, so they're late.
Okay,
they're
so late. Yeah, they're hungry.
Yep,
and they're ready.
Yep.
Okay, Frank, can we get some banjo music for this? Ed, we'll put this on a background setting.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Oh boy.
The peckers are ready.
Yes, they are.
Here we go.
Give me that, Vince. Hey, who wants some Italian?
All right, so she's going to – Donna's getting some blueberries to kind of throw them off, get them away from the gate.
Right.
Oh, yeah, these guys are like – there's three of them, AJ, that won't get away from the gate.
No,
now Vince
not.
Is in.
Right.
Vince is in the pen. All right, he's going to lay down now.
Vince and Big Pen cannot go.
All right.
All right.
Hold on, we got to get to – Paul, you should go in there.
All right. They're like not quite sure what to make of him right now.
Right. Oh, here we go.
They say, is that Parmesan?
Yeah.
Right now, they're eating around him. Wow. Still can't get any chicks, huh?
even covered in food,
right?
He can't get the chicks.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Some. It looks like some corn.
Right.
Out of the can.
Oh, here we go.
Being spread on Vince.
They're like, I don't know. I
you know, they're probably like, I've never smelt so much weed in my life.
Right. You would think they get hungrier right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're kind of just looking. So some of them are, you know, I don't care how my food comes to me. And the others are like, I want to see if those guys make out okay first before I dive in.
Right.
Vince is lying on his back in the chicken coop. In a hazmat suit that's covered in honey, chicken feed, corn, and blueberries.
Now it's first time being attacked by peckers. Wow. You know.
Hey, Vince, is this the first time you have like six peckers on you?
This week, we mean. Yeah. Wow. He's like a bad buffet.
That's... This is everyone's nightmare buffet.
You know, hometown buffet, that ain't it. Right. Usually you get chicken at the buffet. This time it's the chickens having a buffet. Look at that. That one's still trying to decide here. Yeah, they're being actually very, very polite. The little pinkies are out and everything. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm going to have some chini later on.
Yeah,
oh, the duck's looking
some
at
of them blueberries by hand.
The duck's interested. The duck's in. He's like, I'm going to take a peek over here.
Yeah, the duck is, a little standoff is saying, yeah, what's going on back here?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, the duck is
The duck is near the worm.
The duck is near the worm. That's right.
So if Vince sounds high-pitched this weekend on the air, it means he got bit by the duck. The duck got him in the... No. Changed the uteri.
Oh, my God. Donna just made a path to his worm with blueberries.
To follow the
blueberries.
To Vince's berries.
To Vince's berries. We're getting ready to bring the barbecue plate over here.
Oh,
Ricky
thank
Smith's
God.
Got the dinner bell.
Mm.
Who's hungry? I'm sorry I didn't hear you. Who's hungry?
They sound hungry.
Yeah.
The dog's like, I am.
All right, ring the bell. AJ.
Is not a drum solo, God's sake. Bring the damn bell.
Hey, bring these over here. Let's talk to these guys.
Oh, my God. Look at this.
Pig Rig Barbecue.
Oh, my God.
They got the truck, AJ, but they also have a restaurant in Wallingford, and they just opened up one in Southington.
Damn, man.
Dan Lanigan is here. Hey, Dan.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
I'm thrilled to be here early morning. Joe.
Everybody say hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Did good, yeah.
What do we got here? What's on this plate?
My son, Brendan, just put together a smattering of barbecue.
Nice.
We got some Texas chopped brisket, smoked chicken, our potato salad's popular.
Nice.
Purple cabbage coleslaw, because I don't like normal stuff. I never aspire to be normal. So.
Right.
So what's in this potato salad?
Potato salad is...
You know what we need? We need some banjo music.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Clean this up. Yeehaw.
Yeah, that's right.
It's barbecue time.
That's right.
Yeah. Smoked mac and cheese with pork and bacon in it.
Tell me about this here.
So it's coleslaw, right? But I just don't like normal basic stuff you can find elsewhere. So when I built the restaurant, I said it doesn't look crazy. So I pureed some red cabbage. I said, make it purple and let it roll. Now for 11 years, I answer like, what is that?
It's coleslaw. No, I love it.
Yeah, everything's got to be different with Pig Rig.
Right.
You can get normal, basic, bland.
If you want normal, go somewhere else.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, we'll come to your house and do a burnout with our food truck in your driveway if you'd like such things.
Exactly, yes. Who wouldn't?
Yes, we will.
Who wouldn't?
But yeah, we got two restaurants. One, 950 Yale Ave in Wallingford. And a brand new restaurant right off of 84, exit 28 in Southington, Waterbury Line there.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so you got cornbread here. This is all made by you guys?
It's all made by my crew. I did not actually make this food. But yeah, all house made.
It smells delicious, man.
There's smoked beans in there.
What do you call those beans?
Morning, my wife drew the line at this, but my tagline is that we smoke everything but crack.
Right.
There's no fries. We don't do anything. Everything we do at the restaurant is smoked. So no fryers, but smoked beans, smoked mac, smoked barbecue ribs, baby backs is all we do. Smoked chicken, potato salad, slaw, and then I got other crazy stuff at the restaurant. I got a chili dog that'll light up your life.
It's funny. I usually smoke after beans.
What part of you is smoking after the beans?
Oh, you don't want to know.
But I think you guys will think we've done some stuff in the past. It's been a long time, but we love doing this stuff. And I just met some really cool people doing veteran-related things that I'm big on. I'm super cool. Donna's cool. So I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it's all cool.
Great. No, thank you so much.
Right there. With a handshake. Farmer Will's handshake. If you need an education in a handshake and you dish out dead fish, come meet this guy.
Yeah.
That's a vice grip.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Your hand stays shook.
Oh, yeah. Farmer Will, can you come over here?
Yeah, bring this guy over.
All right.
Here
we go.
Good job.
Okay, here comes Farmer Will. Hey, Boss Keith is here, too. Hey, Boss Keith, come on over. Everybody say hi, Boss Keith.
The pale one has returned.
The pale one is here.
Right in the sunshine.
Okay, Frank, we're good.
Thank you, Frank.
Frank Shaw on the banjo, everybody.
Woo!
All right, Keith, come on over here.
Uh-oh.
Keith, Farmer Will, Boss Keith.
Hello, Farmer Will.
All right, so... Pick which hand do you think works the hardest here? Look at this hand.
Okay.
Look at the size of this hand.
Right. It's
calluses.
Ridiculous.
Right.
This thing looks like he could just, take a monkey wrench and bend it.
It's like a baseball mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then look at these hands. Who has office hands here?
They're dainty.
They look anemic.
I did shake his hands. Right. They're pretty soft.
Good. Thanks, man.
I think he's being polite.
Girls like soft hands.
I was a janitor for like one summer. That was the most manual labor I've ever done, I think. Yeah.
What, community service?
The whole summer. Mid-August, really.
How many hours a day?
I worked 8 hours a day. It was a real job.
That's good.
What, did you get pop for drink and drive, drive and drink?
Right. And I was like, I'm good here. I can't handle this.
Playing hide and seek for a grand a week.
This is not for me. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how to change my oil. I don't know how to do a lot of things. I can't fix a tire, all the things.
You know how to run a radio station, though.
He does.
Iffy at best.
Daddy does.
Yeah, we'll
Daddy
talk
does.
Later.
And he does a great job.
All right, you guys shake hands. Let's watch this. Look at his.
We shouldn't arm wrestle.
His hand just, your hand disappears when you shake Farmer Will's hand.
It really, it's gone.
It's gone.
His whole forearm is gone, actually. Yeah.
Hey, I want to introduce my son, Brendan.
Yeah. Brendan!
Brendan.
I want Brendan to meet my new friend, Farmer Will.
Oh, your new friend.
How's it going?
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Brendan's a young tough guy.
Damn.
That's right.
It's me in the hands.
All right, everybody say hi, Brendan.
Brendan!
All right, who's ready to eat?
Woo!
All right, let's line up at the truck.
In the truck. In the
Pig barbecue.
And we're off.
I'm Dan and Brendan. Damn. Thank you both.
Woo.
When you're ready to launch, we're going to do the intro.
Do not fire yet. Okay, I said do not fire yet.
Test rocket towards you,
Jesus Lord.
It was a little test fire, that's all. They do that at every big fireworks show.
By the way, that sound did not come from my ass itself.
All right, Frank, give us some banjo, and John's going to give us the official intro here.
Yes, got to do this right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, chickens and ducks, today we honor our nation in an astronomical way. We celebrate America's birthday with a gathering of friends, complete strangers, and a few that are just here to eat pork. After a six-year hiatus, we bring back the true meaning of celebration, blowing things up with bottle rockets. America! Now please join us as AJ, with the assistance of Uranus One.
Uranus One, yes.
Uranus One.
Uranus One.
That's what we named AJ's prosthetic buttocks.
Uranus One.
Uranus One.
Yes. Is that a parting gift? Does he get to go home again?
It is, yeah. You can keep it.
Say happy birthday, America, in our poop shoot salute to the fourth. God bless America, and please don't try this at home.
All right, John Pearson from News 8, everybody.
Yeah!
He's going to walk over, do play-by-play.
Yeah.
What I love about
I'm gonna
this
run
is
over instead.
I'm looking at our bosses saying, I don't remember seeing this on a schedule anywhere.
I get to light it too?
We forgot to put that on the schedule.
It's a surprise.
All right, Frank, we're good. Thank you. Frank Shaw on the banjo, everybody.
You okay?
Yeah.
You okay? You want the spice surprise? Here we go.
Just do what you feel natural.
Now,
fire in the hole.
That didn't come out right at all.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole. Whoa, what the hell just happened?
I was coming back at you.
Good heavens, man.
Yeah. All right, we're doing...
That was a North Korea missile.
We're going to do oohs and ahs here.
Oh, you don't want to light? Almost an ah.
No.
Okay, ready? Okay, here we go again. All right.
Uh-oh.
And it's lit. Fire in the hole.
Hello?
John, put your mic right on that.
I'll get the third one. All right, yeah. That was a good one.
How come they're not whistling? I don't hear any whistles. You better be using my damn bottle rockets.
How many are we doing out of this?
I smell sulfur. That was not me, by the way.
Where's
this poop shoot salute's got to continue.
Yeah, where are my bottle rockets?
What happened?
Yeah, where's my whistler?
Well, they're coming out of the recyclable can now.
Wait a minute.
Hold it.
Yeah, this is off script.
We got some rogue gliders here.
This one's going to pop. Back away. Okay. Stand clear.
Yeah. Hold it.
And look, no, it's doesn't look like
yeah,
the
this
lid.
Is everything that they tell you not
it
to
is,
do
okay.
with
yes,
fireworks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're on a time limit here, though.
All right, yeah, hold on, Don. Don't light those.
Yeah, where's my whistlers?
All right.
Which ones are yours, AJ?
The ones that were all wrapped up that I gave Ruth.
I've got one here. Well, I feel really uncomfortable putting this in.
And yeah, usually it's a Friday night.
This is really awkward.
Hey, man, be lucky you didn't do it the old school
like,
way.
This looks like a big
a
one.
Thing, AJ.
All right, so this is the grand finale right here.
Okay,
right,
here we
grand
go.
Finale.
All right, everybody ready for the grand finale?
All right.
No!
They're last all eating barbecue right
hole.
Now.
Heading towards Route 80.
Here we go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Wow.
America!
God we gotta go check
America!
On everyone's car.
America! Let's eat!
That headed to the parking lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, our fireworks show has not concluded.
No.
We have not had the grand finale, and there's no fireworks show or tribute to America that's appropriate without a grand finale.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go over to John Pearson from News 8, who's live with Hans near a cannon.
Oh!
Yeah, I'm happy you're not shooting this one, Jay. That's for sure. We're behind the chicken coop over here. Cannon's all set up with Hans. And Hans, what should we expect as you get this thing fired up? And what goes into getting this thing just shot off one time?
Yeah, basically it's a muzzle-loading cannon, very period-looking. Not period-type because you don't use guns that are that old. So
right.
This is fully lined steel barrel. So they won't. Nothing but noise comes out of it.
Okay.
And some people use... a filling or two, and something falls off the wall, and you wake up the neighbors.
Okay.
It's that kind of thing. And I don't think AJ would want this anywhere near his butt.
Yeah, probably not. Now, are the chickens and the ducks, are they going to be a little startled? Are we all going to be startled? How loud is it going to be?
Yeah, most livestock, it really doesn't bother. It only really bothers cats and dogs.
Okay. You ready, guys?
Yeah, we're ready.
Sure.
All right, well, let's go. Let's go.
Let's fire this up.
Let's hope light far this back cannon.
Right, I'm going to put the... I'll run as soon as you hit the...
Any good Americans out there? Come on!
Yeah! America!
250 years, 250 America! Years next year, baby.
God bless America!
America!
America! We got to wait. Yeah, we're ready.
Don't go
we're
too
ready.
Far, John.
I'm not. Well.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, look. We got three dozen eggs.
Yeah. Yeah. Farmer Will's backing up the tractor.
Yes.
He drove that tractor all the way to Washington, D.C.
That's amazing.
To support for farmers.
See?
That's and we love him right for there. That.
Love.
Jimmy Koplik's on the show right now, live from the Hamptons. So it's the Hamptons meet the Hillbillies.
Right. That's a reality show, huh?
Yeah. Jimmy, is there anything about to be announced that we should try to pry out of you?
Yeah, for example.
Well, I had promised a few weeks ago that I was trying to put a classic rock series together, and I promised that Heart would be included. So I think next week we'll announce that Heart is coming to Oakdale.
Nice.
Yeah, let's hear it. Heart at Oakdale.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, my God.
When do you think tickets will go on sale for that?
For example.
You
I'll just leave it
so
at that.
You're good at this. It's unbelievable. I think tickets are likely, first of all, it's likely to be announced. I would guess sometime next week. I would think, just a wild guess, I would think July 11th it will be announced.
That's a wild guess.
Okay. Actually, I think I might put it on sale July 11th. Let me change that. I might put it on sale July 11th.
On sale.
That's more of a statement now than a guess.
Friday, July 11th. Announced when? Monday, Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday.
Monday, awesome. Tuesday.
Awesome.
Awesome.
We won't say anything.
Man, that's a sellout, right, Jimmy? I mean, to see Heart in that kind of a setting?
Uh-huh.
I would think so. That's what we expect because I'm paying them a ton of money.
Oh, really?
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's when you know it's a lot of money, when you put it on a scale.
Exactly right. That's a ton, a metric ton of money.
Jimmy, are there any dates being worked on for Rentschler? Any bands or dates?
Well, we do have Chris Brown there this next month. And I'm working on shows next year, but nothing further for this year. But next year, we're going to try to put two or three concerts into Rentschler next year.
Okay, well, I think Diddy's going to be available.
Right, yeah.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, that is to tear tickets.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about, Jimmy? I have some questions here coming in through the text. Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas is playing Bridgeport this summer.
Woo!
Deftones.
Deftones hopefully will have an early 2020, what's it, 2026 date up at Oakdale. We're working on that now.
Nice.
Joe in Torrington wants to know about Slayer.
Not working any Slayer dates at the moment, but we would certainly bring him into either Mohegan Sun or Oakdale if we get them. But right now I'm not aware of them touring next year.
My mom loves them. She does. Yeah, I love
she
Slayer
goes crowd surfing.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It's a beautiful.
And Andrew from Durham wants to know about the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters just put out a new song,
nice.
Which is good news, which means they're alive and well and kicking again. And they're talking about touring next summer, hopefully. And if they do, we'll probably put them into, my guess is, into the Meadows, is my guess, Xfinity. It's
their baby maker tour.
Yeah, they owe you one, don't they?
They do.
Oh, they owe me a big one, no question
yes,
about it.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Jimmy, enjoy your time off. Thank you so much for coming on while you're vacationing.
Exactly.
We appreciate you. Everybody, Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, let's hear it.
Awesome.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
And we won't talk to you next Thursday, but we'll talk to you after that.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. You.
This is going to be our last hillbilly bit of the day.
Come gather.
Come on over.
No.
Oh, you're going to put it on your head. Yeah. We are alive and done as so on.
Yes, we are.
And
yep.
You know, we learned another what to do and what not to do
yes.
on the 4th of July weekend.
We did.
Don't hand someone who's been smoking weed a paintball gun.
No.
Because they test gravity.
He had it for 5 seconds, and he dropped it, and all the paintballs. So Wait. Now there's grass mixed in with the paintball, so we don't know how long before this thing plugs up.
Just jams up, exactly. Yep.
All right, Boston John, I told you, what did I ask you to promise me?
Not to hit him in the legs.
Right.
That's right. Okay. Yes. Very good. Very good.
Because he will hit you in the head.
Very good.
McGill is very strong.
Okay, so this is dumbass news. This is Trash Can Trivia.
Yep.
McGilla, longtime friend of the program. We met him way before he was smart enough to find beautiful Megan to marry. His son Owen is now 15 years old.
Yep.
He's still putting garbage cans on his head. Thanks, CSB.
Yes, thank you, somebody.
Thank you.
All right, let's put the garbage can over the head.
Over the noggin. Here we go. Will he fit in there? He's got broad shoulders. Oh, look, he does fit. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, put the can just... Yeah, you know what? Hand him...
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
There
yes.
we go.
Yes, protect...
There
yes.
you go. There.
Yeah, oh yeah. Protect your short ribs.
Okay. What do you guys think? You ready?
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, Ruth, question.
All right, Southern Rock trivia. What Southern Rock band famously had a double drummer lineup and recorded Ramblin' Man?
Oh, God.
Seriously?
It's so hot in here, I can't think. Is it Marshall Tucker Band?
Fire.
Oh, God! Oh, my ears are ringing! Oh, my God!
Answer it.
That is so loud!
All right, let's do another test fire so we can hear.
No, please! Oh, God!
It's actually denting the metal can.
Yep. That's some can.
All right, next question.
Okay. Which Southern rock band recorded the song Can't You See?
That was Marshall Tucker Band.
There you go.
Yay!
All right.
No, come on! That one right!
He made a face. There's two eyes and a mouth.
Somebody pick up the phone!
What phone?
Next question.
Next question. Okay. What was the nickname of Ronnie Van Zandt's band before it became known as Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh God.
I just know it's, like, named for their gym
Fire.
Teacher. Oh, God!
Hit him low. Hit him low.
Hit him
low.
Oh, I could do this. I could do it all day.
I guys going to different angles.
All right, next question.
The Katrina Assassin.
What Georgia band released the hit Keep Your Hands to Yourself in 1986?
Keyword, oh, God.
Georgia
oh,
band.
Oh, God.
Georgia band.
Fire.
Something in the Georgia Satellites.
Yay!
Oh, what? Hey, he got one.
Woo!
Oh, come on, I got the
That was a congratulatory one. Congratulatory one.
You know what we need? We need some banjo here. Frank,
yeah.
Can you give us some banjo?
Yeah, banjo's nice.
This like,
it is so hot.
I don't know that song.
All right, let's do one more question.
Uno más.
Okay. Which Southern rock band had a hit with the song Flirtin' with Disaster?
Oh, that's Molly Hatchet.
Nice. Congratulations.
No, oh, come on.
Okay.
All right, how about it for McGilla?
All right, can I get a little help here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nice job, Boston John. Thank
Uncan
you for
him.
Hitting his legs.
Uncan the man.
We're live on a farm in North Haven. Thank you to Donna and Dom. What did I say? North Haven? Yeah. North Brantford.
North Brantford.
You know what? I'm standing too close to you weed-smoking people.
Seriously.
It's a contact high.
And somebody cracked it with a dog poo, too. I ain't helping.
Exactly.
Woo!
AJ's leaving after this bit.
Yeah, I got to go see a doc.
Yeah.
It's all good.
But he's looking great, right?
Yay!
Yeah!
Thank you.
Very, very happy about that, brother.
A whole bunch of checks got to write out now.
All right. Everybody ready for Boss Keith?
Yeah, of course.
That was a great reception.
That was so enthusiastic.
You guys ready for Boss Keith Top 5?
See that? Look at that.
You talked about the weed smell. The cops were here, and it was like straight up weed smoke. And I was like, oh, the world is different. The world in North Brantford is different.
Yes, it is.
Funny,
yeah. You know, yeah, you don't typically see someone hold a weed plant standing next to a fully dressed police officer.
No, and not usually. A cannon, weed plant, police officer. Interesting mix here today.
So far, so good.
All right, so it is do's and don'ts of July 4th weekend. Most of it's don'ts.
All right. So number five, this is going to get me in trouble.
Okay.
I looked at this earlier and said, uh-oh. So don't wear July 4th merch that doesn't have 50 stars on it. So if you are wearing, some people in the crowd here, a July 4th outfit that doesn't have 50, it means you got it from a place that doesn't come from America. If you're going to have a flag, it's got to have the 50 stars. If you're going to have a shirt or pants, it should somehow have 50 stars. How many stars do you have on your shirt? We're going to count them.
He goes right after the person hosting the party.
Five, six.
It's not
right
enough.
After Donna.
48, 49,
unless
50.
You're celebrating the 13 colonies, then I'll allow it. Look at the band. His hat doesn't have 50 stars.
Have 11, and they're not supposed to represent the flag. It just
kind of look like the flag.
Right.
I don't. Oh,
yeah.
But there's like three stars on
three stars on my shirt.
Right. Not good enough. All right, number four. Don't take videos of the fireworks. A, you'll never watch it. B, you look ridiculous. And C, you look ridiculous. Just watch the fireworks. Let's live in 2025. Remind me the last time you watched the 2018 fireworks on your phone. Was it great? Did you enjoy it? You didn't. And you've never watched it. It is worse than people videotaping concerts. Put the phone away during the fireworks. Enjoy it. Bang, fun, lights, yay.
Well, I was watching for evidence, actually.
Or live in 1970 again.
Different, yeah. No phones.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
fine.
Sure.
All right, number three. Don't bring potato salad. If you're going to a barbecue, here are the gross things not to bring.
Okay.
Potato
Hold
salad.
Hold it. Where's our barbecue guy?
Uh-oh.
Dan?
He's got the paintball gun.
Right. All right.
He's got it trained on Keith's head.
Potato salad, chicken salad, deviled eggs. All gross.
Oh,
all smell.
I love deviled eggs.
All terrible.
Yeah.
Anything with a whole bunch of mayo should be left at home. You bring chips. You bring Cheez-Its. Beers.
Cheez-Its.
End of list. Yeah. Anything that sits in the sun, you immediately get food poisoning. Or, and this guy knows, just bring Bud Heavies.
You know what?
That'll be fine.
You know what Cheez-Its means in Latin? Cheap bastard.
No, Cheez-Its. No. If you bring the white cheddar kind, it's fine.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. Fine. White cheddar. Yeah.
Number two. Don't do anything healthy. This weekend can be tricky. Your healthy friends might try to convince you to do sneaky healthy things that George Washington wouldn't have wanted.
Oh, no.
Paddle boarding, kind of healthy. Hiking, kind of healthy.
Yeah.
Abe Lincoln
they
would want
hike
you.
They did hike with muskets.
Different time.
Right.
Abe Lincoln would want you on your lawn chairs in your backyard, having a zin, just chilling out. That's what Abe Lincoln would
but
want.
But you know what happened to him
and
when
not
he suggested that.
Yeah, true, don't go to a movie theater.
And the number one thing to do this weekend, this is a plug. Listen to 1776 for the next 6 days.
Woo!
We're going to play 1,776 songs in a row without a repeat. It starts right when the show ends at 10 o'clock with Phil. So it's all your favorite songs, a bunch of songs you might hate, and a couple that you might not know. So it's going to be a great weekend for me.
Alan, yay! Is your nightmare over yet with this?
Not
nope.
yet.
He's not done programming it. He's got to go back to the office.
What number are you up to? 1,300. All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, we know where he'll be on 4th of July.
Right.
Oh, he will not be filming fireworks.
He said he's coming in Sunday to fix it.
Wow.
So, there you go.
See, that's dedication. Thank you, Alan.
Donna, thank you for having us. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Donna.
How about it, Donna?
Thank you, Donna.
And wherever Vince went, he's got to do a real belly flop.
There he is.
No more of this fake
Vince.
Hands in front
Come
of a belly flop.
Vince. A real go. Belly flop.
Real
Hands
belly
behind
flop.
Your back.
Hands
Hold on. We
got to
get a mic over there.
Oh, Jesus Lord. Everybody, avoid the splash zone.
Right. We should hear the sting when he hits,
the
pussy.
Sting.
That's okay. That's FCC approved now.
Exactly right. The main cat.
All right, here we go. This is no hands in front. Just belly.
No hands
it's
in front.
It's got to be belly first.
Okay.
Good luck.
Are you guys ready?
No hands.
Three. Two, one.
That's it. He did it.
I heard that slap.
That was a good one.
That was it, Vince. Well done.
My God, his tattoo is inverted.
Going to look like a rock lobster.
His nipples are filling inwards now.
All right, AJ's out of here. Everybody say bye, AJ.
Thank you, guys. I had a wonderful time. I love you all.
All right, happy holidays.
Yes,
see you,
yes.
AJ.
And to you as well.
Have a good appointment.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to, you know, we'll be able to figure out what to do next.
Yeah, why not?
This is when the beers pop. It's like Dad left.
All the fun begins now. Thank God he's out of here. I'm used to it.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Love you, man.
Love you.
Bobby, Pat, take it.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Hooters Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old day, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, y'all. Rolling like a breeze, y'all. Help me out, come on.
Country road, take me home to the place I belong.
Talking dusty, painted on the sky. Misty's moonshine got that teardrop in my eyes. Y'all tell me,
here we go.
Country road,
take me home to the place.
What?
I belong. West Virginia,
North Bradford.
Mama, take me home.
And a
country road.
Here we go. This morning now she's calling me. Really reminds me that my home's so far away. Driving down the road I get a feeling I should have been home, y'all. Yesterday, yesterday.
Country road, take me home.
Everybody. Let's see how long you guys been listening. Where? One more, here we go.
Take me home,
take me home to the
place I belong. Cold River,
and mama,
take me home.
Country road, take me home. Country road, hey.
Just take me home.